How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
We have some breaking news. Trump and Zelensky are set to meet in 24 hours, and Vladimir Putin took this as an opportunity to stick the middle finger up to Trump and Zelensky and the people of Ukraine and America. We just learned that Russia launched a massive attack on Kyiv and across Ukraine, firing roughly 500 drones and 40 missiles, hitting residential areas, knocking out power and heat in parts of the capital, and this is all ahead of President Zelensky's meeting with Donald Trump on Sunday. Every single time Trump and Zelensky have met thus far, every single time Trump and Putin have talked on the phone thus far, Putin intentionally launches the largest drone strike the next day, the largest drone strike he possibly can, in order to send a message. The message is a middle finger to us and to Ukraine. We need to stand up against these fascists. All right, this is massive. In 24 hours, Donald Trump will be meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yet again to talk about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Donald Trump has been way in over his head this entire war, giving way too much charitability to Vladimir Putin, allowing him to literally conquer, rape, and kill tens of thousands of people while acting like Zelensky is the one who needs to be yelled at in the Oval Office, while acting like both sides are to blame, according to Donald Trump, which is a complete fundamental misunderstanding of the war at play. I want to talk to you about what is likely to unfold in this meeting tomorrow. Obviously, we can't predict the meeting itself, but we do have the negotiation frameworks that both sides are working with, and we even know how Vladimir Putin is going to try to screw over Zelensky. Putin is rather predictable. He does a few things. He breaks the ceasefire. He soft lies and says that he wants to end the war. Then he'll break the ceasefire again. Then he'll invade even more. Then he'll play tricks by trying to place all of the blame on Zelensky and say that Zelensky started this war. The scary part is our president seems to believe it. Our president seems to believe the lies of Vladimir Putin, which is why throughout this entire war, time and time again, Zelensky is the one who has had to make concessions, big concessions. Like when Trump first took office, he bullied Zelensky into doing this mineral deal. It was a mineral deal that only benefited the United States. And when Zelensky was hesitant, Trump screamed at him in the Oval Office, just screamed at him. What do you know? Zelensky ends up signing. Russia makes no concessions. Then there was a 30-day ceasefire Trump was trying to negotiate. Zelensky put down all of his arms. He had all of his men put down their weapons. You don't know what Putin did? He decided to attack even more. He used that as an opportunity to kill more people. Then Trump tries to set up a meeting between Zelensky and Putin. Guess which side doesn't show? Guess which side? Putin is the one, time and time again, who is a bad faith actor, who lies, who steals, who rapes and kills, and then breaks any sort of treaty. It's very Hitler-esque. Hitler was known for being non-negotiable. You cannot negotiate with Hitler, and that was Winston Churchill's entire strategy. Winston Churchill never uttered a word to Hitler because he said, he's a bad faith actor. I'm not going to roll out the red carpet for this motherfucker. Well, Trump rolled out the red carpet for Putin, and what have we gotten? Absolutely nothing. It's not even about what we've gotten, but I'm just saying, like, what has the world gotten? What has Ukraine gotten? Not peace. We've gotten more death and destruction, more land grabs. Now, the plan heading into tomorrow is actually really, really clever on Zelensky's part. Zelensky is, quote, ready to call a referendum on Trump plan with ceasefire. Let's run through this. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Axios on Friday that he hopes to agree on a framework with President Trump for ending the war. He's willing to bring a referendum, basically a vote on ceding land, if Russia agrees to a ceasefire of at least 60 days. Now, that is a tall order. That is a tall ask. That is not likely to happen. Russia cannot stop firing for even 1 week. It hurts their economy. It hurts their morale. So here's the bird's eye view. Vladimir Putin is desperately trying to get land concessions from Zelensky during this negotiation. The reason why is because Putin knows that if he just gets any land concession, he can pause. He can actually pause for a year. He can rearm a bit, even if it hurts. If it hurts the economy, they can just pause and rearm. And then once they're a bit stronger, they can reinvade. They've done this time and time again. They start a war. Then they pause it when it serves their interest, when it's convenient for them. They pause it when they think they have some time to rearm. Then they reinvade down the road. They did it in 2008, then 2014, then 2022. You can see a reality where they quote unquote pause the war and then reinvade in 2032 or whatever, and then continue to grab more and more land. It is a long-term process for them, which is why we need to put our foot down now. So Zelensky has a very smart plan. He says, listen, we can't just give away land. Our constitution says we can't just give away land, but we can hold a referendum. We can hold a vote to see if people are okay with this. But the only way, Zelensky says, the only way that we can hold a trustworthy vote is if we have a 60-day ceasefire. Because how are you supposed to have the population votes if you're in a war, if most of the country has fled, if most of the voting age people are hiding or are across the border in another country? Like, Ukraine is fractured and divided, is a mess right now because people have left, people have fled, people have died, people are injured. It is incredibly hard to hold a free and fair election, especially when Vladimir Putin is up there looming, trying to place his thumb on the scale of this election to make sure it's anything but free and fair. So Zelensky says, yeah, we'll hold a referendum, but we need a 60-day ceasefire. The problem is, a 60-day ceasefire is quite literally just impossible for Russia. So they're not going to get the ceasefire necessary to even hold the referendum, and this referendum then will not lead to any conceded land. So it's essentially Zelensky not playing tricks. He's putting the ball in Putin's court, though. He's not trying to trick anyone. He's just saying, listen, if you want what you claim you want, land and peace, which is not what Russia wants, they just want the land part, then why don't you show that? Why don't you show that you can spend 60 days not firing so we can at least have a referendum? To continue, while Zelensky emphasized that great progress has been made, Trump's plan still demands painful territorial concessions from Ukraine in the east. Zelensky is still hoping to improve those terms and said he'd need to seek approval of the Ukrainian people if they can't get to a strong position on territory. So Trump is the one demanding these concessions in a Putin-esque way. It's not even Putin saying he wants the concessions right now. Like, he's saying it too, but Trump, the president of the United States, is the one saying, you got to give up land, Ukraine, you got to give up land. Excuse me, what concession has Russia had to make? What concession has the launcher of this war, the arbiter of this war, the person, Vladimir Putin, and the country, Russia, who invaded Ukraine, has been killing, raping, stealing, plundering, doing all of this? What kind of concessions do they have to make? They should be sanctioned to the teeth. They should have their economy destroyed. We should cut off any secondary or tertiary trade or oil buying from Russia. Any countries around them should be cut off and isolated. We should be trying to bring Russia's allies into our fold. If we're not going to cut off and isolate them, we should bring them into our fold of Russia allies so that Russia is then isolated themselves. There are so many ways the United States can show strength on the global stage, and we're not. Trump has a narcissistic obsession with Vladimir Putin's power, and due to that narcissistic obsession, he gets what Vlad Wexler calls, quote-unquote, narcissistic supply. So when he's looking at Vladimir Putin, he gets a source of narcissistic supply. To continue, Republicans Against Trump points out, Russia launched a massive attack on Kyiv and across Ukraine, firing roughly 500 drones and 40 missiles, hitting residential areas and knocking out power and heat in parts of the capital, ahead of President Zelensky's meeting with Donald Trump in Florida on Sunday. Vladimir Putin is sticking up the middle finger to Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin is currently striking the fuck out of Ukraine the day before Zelensky goes to meet with Trump in order to say, listen, you guys have no power. He's saying, I can do what I want, and Trump will do nothing in return. That is the message that Vladimir Putin is showing right now when he's able to relentlessly bomb Ukraine and see no consequences. You know what the most disgusting part is, too? When Zelensky walks into the Oval Office tomorrow, Trump is going to be demanding more concessions from him, from Zelensky. He's going to be saying, Zelensky, we need more concessions. We need to end this war. Motherfucker, it makes me so mad. Zelensky is the one who's been trying to end this war. Trump is the one who has been stopping it from happening, stopping peace from happening. I'm going to leave it there. I'm still a bit sick, so I'm trying to get back to full health. If you appreciate these videos and you made it this far, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you all at the next one. And peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.